Can you hear me?
Just listen for a second.
Hey, listen.
Hey, shh.
Listen up.
This is Only Human from WNYC. I'm Mary Harris. And all right, everyone, it's our final day, day 5 of Listen Up. Only Human's week-long quest to make you a better listener. So far, we've worked on remembering names, reading body language, listening with empathy. And today, for our last challenge, Amanda Aronchik is here to tie all of our new skills together with a big old bow.
Mary, I just want you to know that I see you, I hear you, and I am listening with all my heart and soul.
I'm kind of finding it hard to believe.
No, really, I really am, or at least I'm trying very hard. And I will say, as an aside, that since we started doing this project, the entire staff of Only Human have been stopping, looking each other in the eyes, and really, truly, deeply listening and trying to not cut each other off at the end of their sentences, which is how I usually like to roll.
Me too, actually. We kind of needed this thing.
I know. So this challenge is going to help you in conversations, and it comes from the world of improv comedy. And the idea is that if improv comedians are working on a scene together, they have to really listen to each other. Otherwise, one person is pretending that they're an astronaut on the moon, and the other person is pretending that they're a snowman.
It sounds great, but yeah, it'd be total chaos.
It would be chaos. So to learn from the masters, I went to the Upright Citizens Brigade, and you might know that place. That's the one that Amy Poehler started a bunch of years ago with her friends.
Yeah, UCB.
UCB. And they have training centers in LA and in New York, and I went to one of the training centers to meet with Molly Lloyd. She is a performer, and she's a teacher there, too. And then she pulled in a guy by the name of Achilles Stamatolaki, who is a writer for Broad City, which is one of those Comedy Central shows, which is very funny.
Yeah, I love Broad City.
Yeah. So Achilles was going to be my improv buddy, and Molly's kind of our, like, coach and our judge. So we're sitting in an empty room, and Achilles and I are both seated in chairs facing each other, and then Molly sets up the exercise for us.
The only rule about this conversation is that the second line and every line after that has to start with the word no. Cool? So you guys are planning a prom.
Okay.
Okay. I can start?
Yeah.
I think we should decide on a theme.
No, I think that's not a great idea. I think we should decide on some music.
No, you can't start with the music first. Unless you decide on a theme, then you don't know what music to play.
No, but I care more about music than I care about themes. And I really like music, so I want to start with music.
No, proms aren't about music. It's about what are the people doing in this space. The music is just one part of the prom.
No, I think the prom is more about young love.
No, I don't think it is about young love, because how many people stay with their high school sweetheart?
No, some people stay with their high school sweetheart.
How did the prom planning go?
Not very well. He was really difficult.
You were really difficult.
You were difficult.
It's hard to get anything going. It doesn't really feel like the other person's listening. I was tense watching this conversation, right? Because I was like, oh gosh, they're not taking each other in and honoring each other's suggestions.
Yeah, okay, that sounded like every conversation I have with my 6-year-old son.
I know, sometimes kids are like that.
How'd it feel in there?
It was genuinely a little bit tense. Like, Achilles was a very nice guy, obviously, but if you're just going to shut everything down in a conversation, it can feel kind of lousy.
Yeah.
So we did the no conversation, and the next challenge that Molly had for us was a little bit different.
Now you can start with the word yes, but it has to be followed by the word but. Yes, but. Okay? So you guys are planning a party. You guys are throwing a party together.
I think we should make a list of people we want to invite.
Yes, but I think we should also let people who just show up to show up.
Yes, but we also want to make sure people who come to our party are people we want, who will be fun.
Yes, but sometimes people who are really fun don't like to commit in advance.
Yes, but maybe we want those people who are willing to commit to a party.
Yes, but maybe your party's going to be lame.
How did that planning go compared to the no conversations?
I just felt like I was kind of being a jerk.
Right. And we both were.
No, you were being nicer though, because I felt like you were a little more open to plan a party.
Yeah. That's true, but I was still saying but.
It was a gentle way of saying no. I think you were gently saying no to each other, but it's a politer way to do it, isn't it? I've misled you with that yes. Haha. I tricked you, I fooled you. Because really I'm gonna continue to push my agenda and my plan on you.
So Molly kind of gave you like a master class in being passive aggressive.
Yes, but I already knew how to be passive aggressive, so it wasn't that hard.
It's feeling tense in here.
Yes, but it's because you're making it tense. Not me.
Yes, but what'd you do next?
Well, yes, we tried to make it less tense and less passive-aggressive. So Molly had one more exercise for us to try.
And this time, the second line and every line after that is going to start with the words, yes, and. Cool. This time, what do you want to plan? Talent show. You guys are planning the town talent show.
I think we should hold the talent show at the local community theater.
Yes, and maybe we should have a lot of balloons.
Yes, and having a lot of balloons is very festive, so we should also add a lot of streamers.
Yeah, and that's a great idea. And I guess if it's a talent show, there probably should be a band.
Yes, and we should allow people to dance.
Yeah, and maybe people will dance on stage?
Yeah, I think people will dance on stage, and we should give prizes to people who are the best dancers.
Yeah, and the prizes should be really big.
Yeah, it should be a big trophy.
Yeah, it should be lots of big trophies. Is that better?
Yeah.
Did that feel better to you?
It felt more fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you. Like, also, your faces were so different. Like, how different were your body languages and your faces? And it just was fun. And the great part about yes-anding is you can always go back and make adjustments later. You know what I mean? But when you're building on each other's ideas, you just never know what heights you may rise, you know?
And that did feel totally great.
I feel, like, happier and lighter just listening to you.
Were you going to come to our talent show?
Kind of. There's going to be so much stuff. Balloons, streamers, trophies. I want to win. It sounds great.
To me, this was the problem with the yes and conversation. Is like, how do you not escalate it? If you just say yes all the time, where will that lead? If I was to use this in my life and head out and yes and my conversations, like, we would not go to work today. We'd all just go smoke some weed and, like, disappear and go down to Coney Island and, like, just blow everything off, right? Like, we would just elevate to something that was not a good idea.
Yeah. Try to develop the muscle of yes-anding and use it when it's almost all the time when it's appropriate, right? So yes-anding is more a concept of life and being open and free of judgment. Build that muscle and then use your gut. If you don't want to smoke weed with us later, just let us know. We're not going to take it personally. But, like, use your gut instinct, of course.
The time and place for this, as far as I could understand it, was when you're collaborating with someone, right? It's like when you're trying to make something.
Yeah.
So if you and I were to say, for example, be making a podcast or, like, be coming up with story
ideas, just hypothetically,
this would be a good time to use it. But I don't know. It's not something you can use in every situation.
Right. But I think it's also kind of a state of mind, like, to just go in and be open. Like, I felt how much more open the conversation was between you guys, and it made me feel lighter. I feel like part of it is just getting to that place in your little heart.
Mary, do you want to try this with me?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to set the scenario. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So I really think that I should be allowed to do a reporting project on spas.
Yes. And I think that maybe I should go with you. A big thank you to Molly Lloyd and Achilles Stamatalaki from UCB for showing us what to do today. Now we want you to do this too. First have a no conversation, then a yes but conversation. Finally, a yes and conversation. And remember, the point of this exercise is to notice how the different responses make you feel and to make yourself more open to other people's ideas. Everybody has something to offer, and yes anding reinforces that. Like I said at the top, this is our fifth and last challenge. If you've taken them all day by day, how has it worked for you? Are you thinking about listening a little different than you did at the start? Give us a call this weekend and let us know, and maybe we'll use your story in our next episode. You can leave us a message at 803-820-WNYC, or you can send a voice memo to onlyhuman@wnyc.org. If you'd like to share our challenges, or if you missed some of the exercises and you want to go back and check them out, go to onlyhuman.org/listenup. I'm Mary Harris, and this is Only Human.
So Support for WNYC's health coverage and Only Human is provided by the Chirina Endowment Fund, the Hearst Foundations, Jane and Gerald Catcher, the Iris and Junming Lee Foundation, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Simons Foundation, the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, and the Winston Foundation.